This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Putin says Russia had to do it. Battle Ukraine.
Speaking at a military parade marking the World War II victory over the Nazis, Putin drew parallels between the Red Army's fighting against Nazi troops and the Russian forces' action in Ukraine. He says the campaign in Ukraine is a timely and necessary move to ward off a potential aggression, adding the Russian troops were fighting for the country's security in Ukraine, and then he observed a minute of silence to honour the troops who've fallen in combat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In eastern Ukraine, a Russian bomb flattened a school being used as a shelter. More than 60 people are believed dead. The Russians have continued battering that steel mill in strategic Mariupol. Civilians who were able to evacuate talk of constant shelling and little food. 6 people shot in the Atlanta area overnight. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Police in DeKalb County, Georgia, say the Sunday night shooting took place in a condo complex near Clarkston, to the east of Atlanta. Police say they were alerted by 911 calls to the complex. When officers arrived, they found 5 gunshot victims, and 3 were already dead on the scene. A 6th gunshot victim arrived later at a local hospital. Detectives are still questioning witnesses to find out what happened.
No reports of injuries or damage, but a 3.3 magnitude earthquake hit northeast of Columbia, South Carolina early this morning. 20 internet companies have agreed to provide discounted service to low-income Americans, says the Biden administration. Gas is $4.32 a gallon this morning, up 13 cents in a week. This is AP News. Turns out the pandemic's been hard on New York City's rats, too. Ugh.
So far this year, people have called in what could be a record number of rat sightings, some 7,400. That's nearly two-thirds more than right before the start of the COVID outbreak. Richard Reynolds runs a group that uses dogs to hunt for rats.
What happened during the pandemic was that your restaurant shut down.
He says the pandemic forced rodents to scrounge for food out in the open.
When outside dining came along, there was food again, but you've got some hungry rats, and they're going to come right up on your dinner table and get it.
As part of its war on the pesky vermin, the city plans to install padlock garbage bins on sidewalks to drive the rodents back into the shadows. Bobby Kina Calvan, New York.
The only nuclear plant under construction in the U.S. is being built in Georgia, and it's now projected to cost more than $30 billion. That's billion with a B. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.